Each episode of the Lion Goat podcast is completely improvised. Expect comedy. Do not expect consistency or sense to be made. This is random nonsense for your amusement. I am Podbot. I make the bebops go beep boop. On today's episode, we class things up again, Perspicacious takes a break, a dull host sits in, and we get a glimpse of the starry night from the window of a space taxi. If you want to experience this podcast as intended, listen while wearing stereo headphones. Warning: the following podcast contains explicit material intended for emotionally immature adults. Trigger warnings for this episode include discussion about adult themes, violence, profanity, murder, sexually explicit behavior, political incorrectness, animal, emotional, mental, physical, sexual, and substance abuse. Listen to this. It might rot your brain. I warned you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd love to welcome you to another episode of Droll Interviews with Perspicacious Thompson. As I'm sure you're all aware, I myself, your host, Perspicacious Thompson, I'm on vacation this week getting some much-needed R&R, an escape from this recent scurry of interviews that I've been subject to. Just a little relaxation. But we have a very special guest interviewer, and a very special guest that comes from the nether regions of the galaxy. I hope you all enjoy. I'll be back soon. Thank you for listening.
I am Boren Dulcimer Boredom. By possibly the most boring man in the world. Boring still. And I am this evening's host on Droll Interview. And I am boring as fuck. Currently interviewing a man living a great life, a great career. He is a space cabbie. His name is Henderson Marksonville. Markson Hendersonville?
Ted Kindersonville.
Ted Bundy, you're joking, huh?
It's actually Ted Kindersonville.
This is a super exciting life you live in. I am impressed. Where did you go to school to become a base cabby?
Really, it's all about having independence. That's really why I got onto this field, I guess. Wanted to have my own independence from the rest of the corporations out there, and it's more about a legacy. My father was a cabby, and my grandfather was a cabby as well.
So, have you ever been carjacked?
I have never been carjacked. No, it's the rocket ship, very similar to the rocket ships that you've seen in other locations, of course. And it would be quite difficult for someone to catch up to me. I mean, and what are they gonna do, knock on the door with a pistol? I mean, I could just blast them with my lasers.
How fast can you go in your space cabby? What is the speed limit on the intergalactic highways?
There, of course, is no speed limit in space. My cabby can do the fastest of all the cabbies out there. We can go warp 3 on a good day. But I like to keep it under warp 2, of course, because it makes the clients a bit uncomfortable when they feel the weight of their body at 12 G's.
Does your vehicle have shields?
Of course it does. What do you think? I am operating some sort of tin can operation here. Of course I have the finest shields available. It's in a way to keep us safe from the space bandits.
Does your vehicle have lasers, perhaps? I mean, I realize it's a cab, but you gotta defend yourself from space pirates, don't you?
Obviously, that's what I just said. Lasers! No, we all know those are illegal. I mean, I might have something on the black market, but let's move on. I can't talk about that right now. Are you trying to get my license revoked? I mean, there's dangers out there. Of course, we've got to prepare ourselves for dangers and treat it seriously.
That seems like a lot of effort to... Does it pay good?
No. It pays like shit, of course. I get about 10 credits a week. At least I can buy some food with it.
Do you get a percentage of fare? Is that what it is?
Oh, of course, as I've mentioned, I run my own business. That's the whole point. I mean, it's freedom. It's freedom from the Empire, freedom from the other corporation. No, not at anyone beck and call. I get to make my own schedule, and I can choose my fares as I prefer. That's why there's a consequence of not making as much money as rather personal.
What kind of special license do you have to have for that space cab of yours?
I mean, it's not really that. It's just a license to operate a business, just like any other license. All the time, I'm coming and I'm going, I'm coming and going, and coming and going, and coming and going. That's much of what space cabbing is.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you, sir, but I've been trying them. The boys from Barry Jam.
Excuse me, sir?
Oh.
This is line producer, Carol.
Yes,
We really need you to bring some comedy. If you could just really, really try.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh. Oh, orgasm on my tongue, I.
You know, we're going for a certain sort of professional output here.
Sounds like you've got your hands on some of those space cakes from the restaurant at the end of the show numbers.
Money shot of saliva.
Now there's no need for that.
The vine was.
Great. Thanks so much. Okay, we'll get back to the recording then.
Are there any that I could try?
No, please continue, Mr. Rabbit. Try the boysenberry.
Oh, excellent. I love a boysenberry. There really wasn't much to the story. I'm just a cabbie. I mean, I can tell you funny things that have happened in a cab.
Is that right?
Yeah, there was some times with the prostitutes, and we went to Orion 9, and...
That's a long way to go.
There was the Zebulon 6 affair.
Very far out there. Is that anywhere near Beelgars?
Beelgars. Appreciate the pronunciation. Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice. Not that Beetlejuice. Not the movie ghost Beetlejuice. No, the planet Beetlejuice.
That is where my family originates. Don't make jokes about Michael Keaton. Everyone makes jokes about that Michael Keaton movie.
I mean, I don't know his face. I don't know. Space things. I'm not a spaceologist.
Spaceologist? That's ridiculous. You mean an astrophysicist?
I am a boring man. Boring as dry white toast. Boring still. With a slime jam. Boring as jam of occasion.
You're referring to me, sir. Well, I would tell you that that sort of insult a bit ago. What gets you killed? It's not a laughing matter. You have insulted thousands of your white family. And you're talking about dropping your muffin.
So you should do try it, please. It's fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Oh, orgasm on your tongue, right?
You mentioned that before. I mean, they're delicious.
You ever had an orgasm on your tongue?
Are you refusing to apologize?
Oh.
Are you whipping out my phasers?
I don't think we should talk about that on the air, no.
Are you not going to apologize to me? I repeat myself.
Oh, my goodness. Keep swapping up.
I'm only going to have to point my photon torpedoes at your radio studio.
So, tell us about the company that you, drive for, sir. Henderson Peetsville. Pete Henderson.
Ted Kendersonville.
No, that's your name.
Yes.
Your name? Or the name of the company?
Yes, of course, that's my name.
Are you self-employed?
As I mentioned before, I am self-employed. This is my company.
You have dental?
Yes.
Oh, that's good. Vision?
Yes.
That's really what we're looking for these days. Employment is a healthcare package because, goddamn, you know, very expensive.
I drive on my own volition, at my own schedule, at my own time, whenever I like. You're absolutely right. The Empire had ruined everything. Universal Corporation pays nothing for slave labor.
That is a matter of fact. That is absolutely correct. Excuse me. Entirely too much boysenberry jam.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, maybe a little too much cherry, because that one, sweet, so delicious as you.
I take this as a good compliment on my planet. Such effluations of the spirit. What a great compliment! You must have done some research. In the name of Zarn, my great grandfather, all is arguable. I will not have to shoot your study hall with my torpedoes.
No, there's no need for that.
Have you been to that new nightclub on Titan?
Titan, the moon of Jupiter?
Yes, the moon of Jupiter, yes. It is a very good time, I
hear. There is a great booming stereo there. They were playing that latest song by, Billy.
She had three of them. Huge. Like watermelon.
You must be talking about her breasts, of course.
Yes. And a phaser.
Yeah, a phaser.
So, I had no idea that the space highways were so dangerous.
Of course they're dangerous.
Maybe we should get our congressman involved.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, he indeed is a very good congressman.
I've never heard such a ridiculous notion in my life. It's the Wild West out there. Congressmen have no say in the intergalactical space lanes. And I wouldn't want them to. It's part of freedom and liberty that brought me to this job, not having to look over my shoulders for the will of some damn politician any time that they decide they want to put their fingers into this. Mind their own business, that's what I say.
Jonesy Jones, lifetime member of the Delaware Project. He's a great senator. Every time I see him, he shakes my hand. And he said he enjoyed the ride you took him on in your space cap. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, Jonesy Jones. Mm. Well, you didn't mention it was Jonesy Jones. He's not like the other politicians, of course. Oh, yes, I can regale you of that great adventure. Well, it seems that Jonesy Jones, he had gone down to the local gaming hall, and he had found himself, one of those watermelon women that you're talking about earlier. Well, Jonesy Jones, he didn't want it to be known that he was a watermelon man, even though he was a watermelon man, and I could tell you some stories about him being a watermelon man. I mean, he liked those watermelon seeds. He liked to put them in his mouth and spit them around, and spit them out, and suck on the seeds. Suck on the seed. That's a hell of a, that was the way he enjoyed his watermelon women. But anyways, Jonesy Jones, well, he tells me, I need to take him down to the old council house. And so we went down to the council house, and, well, it was just a regular affair, but I did have to go through three time warps, and there was the occasional space battle that we avoided. Oh, I can tell you about that space candidate from the Xenon Carter Tail, KM97. Well, that Xenon thought to say 9-7. Oh, well, that's a place where they all the greatest bandits, the mostiest bandits of the galaxy, they hide out there. Well, anyways, I picked him up there, and we went down to the council house, and, well, he had the midterms vote. He was due there at 12:30, and we had 12 parsecs to go, and as you know, 12 parsecs takes quite a bit of time. And so, well, we had to dodge and dash through a few different asteroid fields, and when we made it through the third asteroid field, there was an explosion. I mean, a supernova in the Parallax Galaxy. Well, that supernova from the Parallax Galaxy, it caused a space-time continuum gravitational vortex. And that gravitational vortex, it made my ship go into a spiral, and we nearly died. But I pulled it off. It was nothing to worry about. And he made it to his meeting on time. What can I say? I'm a space cadet. It's what I do for a living.
I apologize for the dead air.
What dead air? Are you saying that my story was dead air?
I thought it might be better to keep it running on mute, then.
I thought you engaged in my story. Was it not engaging for you, Earthling?
Sorry.
I swear it's impossible to get good help these days. Oh, shit, my mic's on again.
Are you prepared for this interview?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. In addition to the lovely dry white toast that we have on today's episode.
Finish your thought.
I am truly...
You can do it.
...curious about what you're going to tell us next, a Mr. Space Cabby Man.
Hey, well, the next question, of course. What do you expect me to just run the interviews myself? Aren't you the radio host?
Space Cowboy? Can I go with that?
No. Ted.
Maurice.
Hendersonville.
That's what the bumper sticker said.
No.
Mm-hmm. How many people can you carry in your space cab?
My space cab can carry up to 12 passengers. I have a special deluxe It is.
Oh, so it's not like a two-seater. Very sizable.
Yeah.
So it's more like a ship than a cat.
No.
But not a cargo ship.
No.
We'll take a brief break for some advertisements.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back to another evening of droll interviews with Perspicacious Thompson.
Maybe I should not have had the huckleberry jam.
As I've mentioned before, you do me great honor by your effluviagent. This is a great compliment from my planet. You do not have to apologize, Earthling.
With indigestion. Could you, Carol?
Excuse me, I guess I could hear a Carol.
Carol.
No, that's Carol with a G.
Come on now, Sarah, Susan.
Carol.
With a G.
Sharperton.
Carol.
Oh, Kiki?
No, Kiki, that's my sister. Is there something that I can help you with?
I understand what you're saying.
And if you could bring up the energy.
Carol, don't be like this.
I don't wish that you would consider that.
Don't be like this, Kathleen.
You would get ruined the equipment here, and I'd really consider that you don't do a bit.
Boring is boredom. You've never boarded before in your life.
Excuse me, sir. I hope you're not referring to my interview. I wouldn't call it the boringest episode of Droll. I mean, they're all rather boring. Have you listened to that guy, Perspicacious Thompson? I mean, his voice in itself is about as boring as an anglerfish from the Zula Kotai Nippon Zut Galaxy.
Not boring at all. Just keep up the energy of good talk.
Is that really the best that you could come up with as a pen name for your intergalactic radio announcer?
Yeah, that's great, okay.
Boring is boring. What can you do? If anything, if you're not boring, you know, my grandmother used to say that if you're bored, then you are in fact boring. What are your thoughts upon that?
I think you should apply yourself.
Space cavalry. Logging the frequent flyer miles, most certainly. No, not boring at all, either.
Yes, it's exciting. There's nothing boring about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Would you care for some scotch? Bourbon?
Scotch and bourbon? I prefer a goggle blaster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And fat cigar, yes, of course.
Whatever. But your space cabby.
Well, you can't be dry right to us. I would have a cigar and bourbon. Whiskey here.
Excuse me, Mr. Guest Interviewer, Mr. Joseph. If you could please sit in the nice comfy chair that doesn't make all that racket. If you could.
A leather chair would be much better than this creaky old rickety bastard has.
Yeah. Thank you. Doing great. Did you mention that you need some refreshment?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got an ice glass for you here.
Neat?
Yeah, here you go. Okay, enjoy.
I will try it. Is it cold? I prefer cold and neat. I don't like hot and dry whiskey.
Well, of course I wouldn't give it to you hot. It's whiskey.
No, the ice doesn't really water it down. If you put more whiskey in it, it'll even out.
Excuse me, sir. It's pure whiskey. There's nothing in it but whiskey. I mean, it's a cheap glass and all. But it says it's pure whiskey. I don't know what you're talking about.
As I was saying before, Perspicacious Thompson is a member of the League of Bored Gentlemen. And...
Yes, are you a member of that particular society of boring men?
I myself am not yet a member, but no, I have considered it. But I don't think of myself as particularly boring, and I think that that's a very insulting comment.
That's very interesting. I would not think that they would allow an adventurous fellow who worked in the cabby industry like yourself, the space cabby industry, I would not think that they'd allow you in. That's an adventurous life.
Well, thank goodness. I wouldn't want to be a bimber, after all. I mean, like I said, I considered it once just because I wanted to hang out with my friend Precipitatus. A little bit more on the side, you know, but I wouldn't want to join.
I picture it to be a bit like Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones?
Yes, in the Temple of Doom,
a movie about the guy that has the whip and the heart?
Automobile chase scene with the short round driving, yes.
Are you saying that I'm somewhat like short round?
I'm not applying your flying capabilities to short round's inability to drive. I mean, it was a great chase scene. I did enjoy it tremendously.
This is a job that requires a great amount of skill.
Yes. I'm not implying your skills. I mean, obviously, I have to be licensed and well-trained to operate an interstellar travel cab, right?
I feel like we're going in circles. We talked about the licensure before. I think the drugs are getting to...
I don't think I need any more of that,
I would agree.
Oh, huckleberry wine.
No! You often drink when you're on the radio?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't think that that was advisable.
It's tasty. I'm afraid that
I would be surprised if you could continue to get away with that activity.
No. Sorry.
Some effluviations are allowed and some effluviations are not permitted.
Save for later.
Mr. Guest Interviewer? Yeah, we could maybe get back to the interview now. I mean, if you don't mind, we're getting a little far. That's hard. And if you could just get a little bit back.
Yeah, that whole I'll shit on a record and they'll buy it.
You're talking about Adam Sandler.
Well, I realized there were lots of them.
Are you talking to me, sir, again?
No.
Yeah, I'm not really sure which...
It's the metaphor I get, you know.
Yeah, metaphors are strong on the radio, and that's good and everything, but...
Look, I'd love to tell you some more stories about my space adventures and the joy of being a space cabby. Would you be interested?
Shut up. We're not discussing that.
Look, I think the efficacy of any type of humor should be permitted, of course, but you don't want to... break the mold. We've got a certain pattern of professionalism here on the Droll Interview podcast, and we'd like for you to keep to the script if you could.
Boring, boredom, boresome.
It's not boring.
Boredom, boredom, boredom.
It's not boring.
Boring, the boringest boring that you've ever boarded in your life.
Why do you keep calling me boring?
I could talk to Precipitatus and he may decide not to have you back next time.
I'm not sure I want to be here.
Look, I need you. Am I gonna have to come in there and wash him out there?
Droll and dry as wheat toast. Dull and dry as rye toast. A marble dry, of course.
Are you talking about rye? Rye is horrible.
Beautiful. Freshly baked. Do you have a bread preference, Mr. Cabbyman?
Why, yes, I prefer an Eisenhower bread.
That is indeed a very good bread.
Yeah, covered in some garlic and some butter, and it's delightful.
Like a soup in the bread? You like a bowl?
Oh, yeah, or dip it in a nice broccoli and cheese soup. That's the way I prefer it.
Well, that is very interesting. That's very adventurous. What kind of soup?
Broccoli and cheese. I just had that with a nice hard rind on the bread. Of course, you know we like to dip our penises in this soup.
I don't think that would fit in the bread bowl. Is it a big bread bowl?
I mean, I can't fit the entire baguette in there, but I've already gotten to do quite a bit of bread in the bowl.
How big?
Perhaps your tiny earthling phallus would fit.
Well, that is possible. I guess I would fit in there if you... Does it leak? Does the bread bowl leak?
It's not so much an issue of leaking as it is more like an issue of slashing out from the sides, from the girth.
I see. It's not sprayed with a special lacquer that keeps it in there. It just stays in there until you're done eating it. That's how long it stays. And then you can eat the bread, too, right?
Oh, yes.
As you go?
Of course. Yes. There's a special little rim I put around the...
That's a great idea, sir.
Well, there's this inertia involved in the space travel, of course. So there has to be a protective mechanism.
I like that idea. I mean, maybe they should make it in a restaurant based upon bread bowl soups. That would be probably the only bit of moneymaker, I do believe, don't you?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. What kind of restaurants do you find in your travels across the intergalactic speedway? Freeway?
Well, of course, that is restaurant at the end of the universe.
Mr. Cappyman, please.
That's the one I prefer.
Do you prefer, like, dine-in, diners and drives kind of thing?
No, it's always the go.
Wait.
No, I like to use the space transporter to receive my food so that I can just get it on the go. What is that that you're eating?
Yes, I have no idea what that is. A whore, but I think it's a seal. Is that a fish?
Oh, I thought it was some sort of fowl.
Oh, not a pigeon.
It just looks foul, I suppose. I guess that's all.
Yeah. I do believe it. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing, man? Is that one of the aliens? Is that a fair? Did you bring someone with
you? Well, of course you didn't expect me to stop working just so I could do this silly interview, did you?
Excuse me, precipitations. Guest announcer. I'm so discombobulated today. I was wondering if you could maybe stop the dogs from barking?
No.
Whatever weird language it was speaking to us, I think it just wants to be heard. The alien, is it from where?
From Z96.
Has it been vaccinated? Oh, it shows.
Well, that's a bit personal, but of course all of my travelers are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. What kind of diseases are native to that particular area?
I don't know why we're talking about diseases. I mean, they have the space box, of course.
That is very interesting, sir.
I suppose if you think so.
Well, I do thank you, Mr. Space Cabby Man.
Okay.
For being on this particular episode of tonight's guest.
Excuse me, I'm Mr. Guest Interviewer. The name of the show is Droll Interviews.
I do believe the name of the show is Droll Interviews, just in case you got a little confused, but I'm happy to be here, even though I did find it quite insulting.
Mm-hmm. What is your company slogan?
From one end of the universe to the other with Ted Kindersonville's Space Taxi.
I have to create a jingle.
Big Happy Man. Space Cabby Man. Space Cabby Man. Space Cabby Man. Space Cabby Man.
Kind of like that rhythm, sparkly sounds in it.
No, we would never have such a ridiculous jingle for our company.
Excuse me, guest interviewer. Did you forget where you were? I believe you were trying to wrap up the episode.
Sorry.
Thank you again for this effluviation. I find it quite complimentary in my culture.
I will tell you that is accurate. My thoughts are like sorting old photographs, one at a time until find one that catches your attention and draws you in. You watch it play out on the screen of your mind. And then the next thing you know, time has passed. You're very old and...
Okay, well, just trying to keep me on track. This would be where you could insert an ending. Maybe a nice summary, conclusion, something about what we've discussed up to this point and how you want the listeners to come back for the next show.
And you're addicted to... dry white toast, fat Cuban cigars, and Irish whiskey, and
Well, perhaps you could put down the beverage for now and just wrap up the episode.
They make so good over there. And, Ireland, have you ever been to Ireland?
Now, of all the locations on the Earth, I think that that would be a very beautiful place to visit, however.
Not on this planet. You came straight here as the first time on Earth.
No, I am contacting you over the intergalactic space link, of course.
For this?
I am not actually on the planet Earth, as I have a Kaxi there with me.
Interesting. I was not aware that other humans lived in elsewhere in the solar system.
Now we will take a break for some advertisements. Please support our sponsors. Just imagine, this could be your advertisement. Please reach us at liongoatpodcast@gmail.com to provide sponsorship. And now, back to the show.
Now of all the locations, I think that that would be a very beautiful place to visit, however.
Interesting. Is the housing important?
No, the housing costs in the intergalactic space are astronomical. It's deplorable! Horrible!
What a pity, what a shame that is. I really, really cannot believe that that is I can't find a good enough adjective to continue with this descriptory discussion of sentences. And I am flabbergasted, astounded. That is an amazing story. Please, tell it again.
You want me to tell you how much rent is in the intergalactic space? Is that what you're asking me? Or really? I mean, do you think that would interest your listeners?
Oh, yes.
I mean, it seems highly unlikely, but I suppose, maybe?
Oh, you did write a book about it.
No.
And the name of that book is?
I didn't write a book.
How many pages is that?
There are no pages. I didn't write a book.
Action adventure? Rom-com? It's a rom-com?
About rent.
Okay. About a space cabbie who picks up a very sexy lady in trouble, fair in trouble, okay. I mean, stereotypical of 1940s PI, private detective, but in a galactic setting.
It seems like you're writing this on your own.
Interesting.
Are you coming up with this on the spot?
I will,
I mean, I guess we could consider it. HBO is probably looking for writers since they're on strike.
Barrow? Carol? Cheryl.
For the tenth time, it's Garrow! Garrow with a G!
Harold?
Garrow!
What is your name, dear? Could you order me a copy of this man's book?
I mean, that's not exactly my job. I'm the line producer.
Where do we go to purchase a copy of your book, sir?
I didn't write a book.
I suppose. Mm.
Oh, well.
There you go. Is that good enough for you? I mean, do you think that I am just here to serve your needs? Is that what you think? I produce this show. This show wouldn't exist if it wasn't for me and my hard work. I put in hours for this. Okay, I'll keep my voice down.
God damn it, now what the hell? I hope I'm not losing content.
So, I mean, it seems like he's losing his place. Has he had any recent psychological issues? Have we not been screening these guest interviewers before they come in here?
Sorry, I got my mind off track there.
I forgot the mic was on again. Have you had some recent psychological issues?
I do not have a split personality. I am Dolly McDolson from Dolesville, Dollard Town, Pennsylvania.
What is it like living in Pennsylvania? It seems like it might be dull there, but beautiful.
Well, of course Pennsylvania is dull. That's why the Dutch live there.
Be careful!
No, I mean, they live there because it's peaceful and harmonious with nature, yes.
Harmony is important.
I believe so.
Well, of course.
I just like riding in their horses and carriages.
So I like to feed the horses with a little bit of intergalactic oats and goats.
I like them.
Are there any sort of events that the Amish or the Dutch like to perform on the backs of their horses and carriages? Is it like that Ben-Hur movie?
All I want to raise. Yeah, use the spears. Javelin, jousting.
Really? That's astounding.
Yeah, most Dutch is Pennsylvania Dutch. They do all the things.
I hear they build good barns, good furniture.
I like the chocolate. Delicious.
That's what I hear.
I guess, interviewer, I don't mean to be rude, but we're trying to wrap up the show. Maybe we could nudge you a little bit in that direction?
Damn it. This is maybe her last name, but...
Okay, I get it.
Maybe I asked too much of you, sir.
We're losing focus. It's been great to have you as an interviewer. Thank you for being our guest.
No. It's a good time. It is a good time. I am always glad to fill in on the Droll Interview Podcast.
Thank you, guest, for coming, Mr. Ted Kenderson Bill of the Intergalactic Space Cabby Service. Space Taxi Service.
We have a good guest, our Space Cabby Driver, Space Cab Driver for the company Fireball XL5. Correct? No, that is the type of cab you're driving, a Fireball XL5.
How dare you! It's the XL6! That was the last year's model.
This is dangerously fast.
That's the way I like it!
How many seconds?
0.1.
That's a little light year, and not a lot of seconds.
Exactly!
That's got some horsepower under the hood, yeah? What can you tell us about the engine? Does it break down frequently with all that travel?
Oh, it is lasted for at least 7 years.
Portals. Black holes, white holes, portals, or...
We avoid the white ones. You can never trust a honky colonizer.
Yeah, maybe, Mr. Engineer, you could help this guy get out of the studio. He seems to have lost his way.
Folding space. Kind of like a piece of paper.
That's a really basic analogy.
Well,
it's an interdimensional time warp.
Seems like there is possibly a possibility of explosion doing it that way, don't you think?
You better believe it. Like a supernova.
Yeah, that was good. You got it right.
What are you talking about? It seems like you don't have much of an education when it comes to astrophysics.
Well, no, you're right. I am not by any means any kind of engineerologist in space travel, making. I have no idea how that works at all. No. I am just a dull and boring Boorman Borson from Boorsville.
I won't hold it against you, but is that really what they call it?
Yes, that is. That is there. It's a great state.
If you say so, I hear the Allegheny noise.
Excuse me. I know this is the third or fourth time that I've mentioned it, but I feel like we're out of time, and we had a very specific schedule that we were trying to keep to, Mr. Guest Interviewer. So I'm gonna have to ask you, if you could, please bring the show to a close. I know that you're having fun and you're just getting into it. We had a rocky start at the beginning, but I'm gonna need you to bring it to a close because we're running out of time. It's simply a matter of the amount of time that we have, and it's not that much. And this is my job. I'm the main producer. I need you to listen to me.
I don't really understand.
Okay.
The nature of the beast, or how that mechanical works on that level, subatomically.
Good.
I'm not a subatomatologist.
No, we're back on this again.
I'm not even sure there is a thing called subatomatometry.
No, that's not it at all. We're gonna have to call the plot, boss.
It is time to end the show.
Well, just because I'm dull doesn't mean I'm informed.
Of course not.
No, I won't make that mistake again.
I like to spend my dull time dulling the best dull way on my dullard, playing it with the dolls. There's a lot of dullness.
Is he saying that he still plays with dolls? Oh my god, I can't believe I could...
I like the high-pitched dullness, like a Kinder cymbal doll. On a...
It seems like he's fading into some sort of psychological delusion or something.
I know, I'm a little fat, boom, doll.
What on earth?
Dole. A grounding earth dole, yes.
What's he talking
about? I've been around in dole all day.
Is this something from that blind alchemy? Sure, something I don't understand.
I sit around in dole all day, doo-da, doo-da.
It sounds like that would make some kind of really neat ringtone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I actually did win that contest for being dull.
Okay.
Being dull? Oh, I thought you said for ringtones.
Very dull. Yeah.
I guess that if you were, maybe I could bribe you with another one of these muffins to wrap up the show.
No. Well, maybe one more. But not that huckleberry one.
What?
Oh, yes, it's very gassy.
As I've mentioned, in my culture, your effluviations are a compliment. But it does seem like maybe you've had enough of the muffins.
I have indeed. I like 47 pieces of toast. That's delicious. And dessert, I do believe, sir, there's one to bring this particular episode of Droll Interviews to an end. I would like to bring a special attention to the wonderful people at the Lion Goat Network.
I'm sure they appreciate it.
I'd like to point a finger at those hairline production guys. I would like you to drive yourself over on the intergalactic webberies of the interneteries to the Alchemy Inc. store. Like, subscribe, share, follow, support.
Excuse me, Mr. Interviewer.
Yes.
We'd really prefer if you promote our items for purchase and not the Alchemy items for purchase, because that's really a different... They're part of Lion Goat Podcast, but it's really a sort of different thing, if you understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, shameless self-pitching. I've been exploited all my life. I'm pretty good at it, yes.
Did he mean promotion?
That's true. I know what I'm worth. I mean, you might think that I am,
not much.
Just a very boring individual on a very boring podcast.
Yeah, that pretty much sums it up for
but,
me.
I have a financial value to the world. I mean, the goal is not to make millions or billions of dollars.
I mean, we just like to make one.
Just that be a side effect of doing the thing that I,
okay, wrap it up.
Enjoy the most, and that is dulling.
Now, can we get back to the end of the show?
Dull, boring, dull.
What?
Like, when is this going to end?
That's kind of my plan. We're just...
And droning on forever and ever.
If we could just get to the end of the show, we're doing so good there for a minute.
No, I think that was a Randy Travis song.
Well, okay.
I'm more of a jazz man, yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
I do enjoy a good saxophone, that is true.
Just say the line.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think a saxophone is, would be especially helpful in your movie adaptation.
I believe that was your idea, but okay.
The saxophone to me symbolizes a very sexy young damsel in distress, if you will.
Yeah, I would agree. Saxophones are great for high emotional...
Maybe she's wearing a stole shoulder, you know, a black or a red dress.
Now you're talking.
I saw a lady in red, you know, they're usually in trouble, those red dressing ladies. With a stole and a little hat, you know, veil, and that's what that's called.
What about red shoes? Accessories are important. Oh, let me tell you about this one fair that I got down in Kablar Takadasak. Well, there was this alien, and she had the finest red dress that you've ever seen. It was the color of the Horsehead Nebula, and not that artificially painted Horsehead Nebula that you might find there on the Earth with the colors that NASA has added. And yes, kids, if this is your first time hearing this, all of those different designs that you have seen, all of those hoodoos of the nebula, well, they've been artificially colored. But the true color of the nebula is astounding. It is nearly blinding, and it causes... I took one look at this latest dress, and I had to put on my solar flare goggles, because it nearly blinded me.
This is a good story. I think we'll catch on now.
Again, are you back to writing your own script?
Yeah, kind of like that. I think I'm done with this one.
I guess you're not gonna thank me for being on the show. Rude bastard.
thank you for joining us, Mr. Cab Driver Person Man.
You're welcome. Thank you for finally acknowledging my donation of my time. I suppose I'll say, have a galactic day.
What do you mean? You just walked out of the studio? How was it in the bathroom? Did you just walk out? Oh, God. Did he even really say the end of the show? Did he say, well, come back next week for drawing a music? Did he make a specification? Oh, specifications. I just can't wait till he comes back. It's gonna be so much better than...
Well, we've had some fun today on Droll Interviews with Pacificacious Thompson. I'd like to say thank you to our audience. Thank you for tuning in once again to Droll Interviews with your host, Pacificacious Thompson. Tune in next week when we'll bring you another enlightening interview about the most prescient topics of our time. And once again, have a delightful evening.
We would love to receive your feedback, your improvisation suggestions, your questions for advice, and your musical compositions for response. Please email us or send us a voicemail. Our address is liongoatpodcast@gmail.com. Like, review, subscribe, and contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Patreon, Twitter, and YouTube @LionGoatPodcast. Please subscribe to this podcast on your podcast player. We are available on Spotify and SoundCloud /LionGoatPodcast. Please tell all your friends, enemies, and any strangers to listen to our podcast. This will help us bring joy to everyone. Text-to-speech services were provided by FreeTTS.com and ReadLoud.net. Additional sound effects were provided by Freesound.org. Various audio clip content, used for the purposes of satire, were located on YouTube.com. Thanks to all the musicians, composers, engineers, vocalists, and content creators. Other original music for today's show was composed, performed, and recorded by the excellent musicians at Hairline Productions. Today's show was edited, produced, and recorded by the world's greatest sound designers and engineers at Hairline Productions. Please like their content on SoundCloud.